disappears into the sky. You give some money to a junkie. Watch as the sunny day drifts high.
Welcome to the fascinating world of audio frequency equalization. Your equalizer provides you with the means to make any and all corrections that you, in your new capacity as audio playback engineer, determine to be most accurate.
Set your receivers.
You are tuned to the Skybird is the Word edition of Imaginary Stations. I'm Justin Patrick Moore. And this is the Radio Phonics Laboratory.
L'un était et en même temps n'était pas, et désirait séparer ce qui n'était pas de ce qui était. Le jumeau né à terme franchit normalement les stades de son développement alors que le prématuré languissait. Ainsi, il générait un sac diploïde qui contenait à lui une coquille d'œuf, deux jumeaux, chacun androgyne se tournant dans des directions opposées. Le projet de l'un était que les jumeaux accèdent l'un et l'autre à l'air simultanément. Cependant, le jumeau qui tournait vers la couche creva le sac et se sépara prématurément. Le terme venu, le jumeau le plus à l'apparu. Chaque jumeau formait une chimie unitaire, un simple organisme vivant que le psyché et le soma toujours tournant dans des directions opposées l'un par rapport à l'autre. C'était le dessin de l'un que notre univers holographique puisse servir d'instrument pédagogique comme une nouvelle variété de nouvelles progresserait jusqu'à lui devenir les homores. Toutefois, la décomposition de l'univers de l'univers fonctionnant sur le vagin de l'univers holographique. Là, il obtient une propre source, c'est le temps où il a l'ordre de Cette maladie, cette folie nous pénètre au fond de nous, des idiots qui vivent dans des mondes appareils réels. Nous éprouverons cela comme étant le royaume de Dieu. L'information de l'esprit consiste en un conte tragique de la mort d'une femme, dont les résonances génèrent une angoisse au sein de toutes les créatures de l'univers hologrammatique sans qu'elles sachent pourquoi. Cette peine disparaîtra avec la mitose du jumeau saint et l'avènement du royaume de Dieu. Les processus de cette transformation, la procession au sein du temps, de l'âge de fer à l'âge d'or, sont à l'œuvre aujourd'hui dans l'éternité. Elle est déjà accomplie.
Word. Weirdly obsessed radio dudes.
Get your quota each and every day.
Word, wildly organized resonant decibels. Word, weaving oblong reflector dragons. Word, witnessing ostensibly reductionist dictionaries. Word, whatchamacallits obviously resisting diodes. Word, warping omniscient radioactive disciplines. Word, withstanding ornate ridiculous diatribes. Word, weaponized ostentatious receivers decoding. Word, wielding odd restaurant dinnerware. Word, wicked ogres riding downtown. Word, wonderful ocean receiving dishes. Word, wind over restful demeanors. Word, wings obliquely revising drafts. Word, welcoming orangutans reminiscent detentions. Word, wine's oniric receptacle dreams. Word, work overriding relaxing days. Word, wise oldsters rapping divinely.
With thy beauty. the carriage. But he looks sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
When I am with you, I am too. Places at once. When I am with you, I'm with you. When I am with you, then I am with you.
Well. When you are with me, you have just arrived with a suitcase,
In this segment, among the many pieces of music you have just heard, were words from Karlheinz Stockhausen, Paul Lansky, Max Matthews, and Charles Dodge, all of who I have written about in my new book, The Radiophonics Laboratory, from Velocity Press, a story of radio, telephone, and the quest to make machines with the power of utterance.
Set your receivers.
Set your receivers for a mesmerizing story found at the intricate intersection of technology and creativity.
Explore the path of this circuit diagram that connects telegraphy and the invention of the telephone with radio laboratories and the advent of our global communication systems.
At the heart of this narrative is the evolution of speech synthesis and the quest to make a machine
capable of speech.
This groundbreaking innovation not only revolutionized telecommunications, but gave birth to a new era of electronic music.
Tracing the origins of synthetic speech and its applications in various fields, the Radiophonics Laboratory unveils the pivotal role it played in shaping the creative vision of sound pioneers and maverick musicians.
This is the story of how electronic music started with the dits and dahs of Morse code
and transformed into the blips and bleeps that have captured the imagination of musicians and dedicated listeners around the world.
Pick up your copy of the Radiophonics Laboratory today.
Available from velocitypress.uk, bookshop.org, and fine bookstores everywhere.
You're listening to the most creative broadcast on shortwave, Imaginary Stations.
Word, WORD.
One Deck Paint presents A Word to the Wise.
Yankee, Hotel, Foxtrot. Yankee, Hotel, Foxtrot. Yankee, Hotel, Foxtrot.
Darling, oh, how I love you, really do. But your jazz won't be true.
Darling, I'm writing this letter, knowing that you ain't ever read it. But each time I write you, darling, I pen what lips can't say. Because I love you, although you're so far away. My words carry meaning, that love alone can sell. And always hope and wish you well. Oh, my darling, please remember me. Please. Darling, what is there worse on this earth than to be unable to stop loving you, knowing well that I should? To me, a black day, to me, a black night. And to kiss and love, and then have to fight. Oh, my darling, let me whisper sweet words of his mortality, and discuss the perpetuities of love, and put them together, and what if you had matrimony? Oh, my child, please hear my plea.
Really do, but your jest won't be
No!
Lima, Sierra, Victor, November. Uniform, Hotel, November, Foxtrot, Yankee, End of Message. End of Transmission.
Hello, this is DJ Frederick from Imaginary Stations. You know, free radio on shortwave isn't actually free. We pay for airtime on the stations that we're broadcasting on. We'd like to keep bringing you the amazing variety of programs that we have, all the different themes and all the different music on Imaginary Stations into the new year. But in order to do that, we need your financial support. So please email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com to learn how you can donate to keep us on shortwave for many months to come.
You're listening to something different for your airwaves. Imaginary Stations.
for Richard who sleeps. Where Richard sleeps, the mirrors have grayed and do not reflect. Dogs lie close to the earth to listen in expectation. Branches bend to hear the sound of lost leaves. Women circle in dance to celebrate the nakedness. Spiraling youth, turning, returning elders, white-haired women circle for wailing, the yellow-haired youth for rejoicing. The mirrors grade, no light reflects. Red riders move across fields of flowers on blue horses. A pale fox looks on. The tall men with hands over their eyes wear indigo boots that do not match. Their nakedness goes unnoticed. The memory of it is lost. Gray mirrors reflect no light. While Richard sleeps, words penetrate the eyes of lovers once lost to each other. Sounds of singing drums come to pierce the ears of kings to lift them from might. Painted cloth moves the hearts of warriors to weeping that they might rest. Richard stares back from the pages of unknowing while words fall to form pools for waiting.
You're alone. Then there's a knock on the door. It's a word. You bring it in. Things go all right for a while. But this word has relatives. Soon they turn up. They don't work. They sleep on the floor and they steal your tennis shoes. You started it. You weren't content to leave things alone. Now the den is a mess. And the remote is gone. That's what writing a poem is like. You never receive your wife only, but the madness of her family. It's good. Otherwise, we could get what we want in a poem, and the world would end.
2, 3, don't tell me you don't know what love is when you're old enough to know better.
Ecadentesiest. Ecadentesiest. Camaraderie. camaraderie. Curmudgeon? Curmudgeon. Okay, this one's hard. Flocinahelipilification. Flocinahelipilification.
What's your degree in?
Linguistics.
Paperback Writer. Based on a novel by a man named Lear, and I need a job, so I want to be a paperback writer. Paperback writer. Son is working for the Daily Mail. It's a steady job, but he wants to be a paperback writer. Paperback writer. It's 1,000 pages, give or take a few. I'll be writing more in a week or two. I can make it longer if you like the style. I can change it around, but I want to be a paperback writer. Paperback writer. Paperback writer. Paperback writer. Paperback writer.
Paperback writer. 2,000 years ago, in the crowded marketplace of an ancient North African city, the soldiers of Caesar Augustus sampled an exotic new delicacy from the East. This was the start of a chain of events which led to a treat on our tables and a word in our dictionaries. You'll hear more of that word on this edition of Word Detective, prepared as an educational service of this station in cooperation with the Underwood Corporation. For more than 60 years, a leader in the field of typewriters and business machines. During the years when the sprawling Roman Empire fanned out to include most of North Africa, the Emperor Caesar Augustus signed an imperial edict which elevated a bustling Mediterranean seaport called Tangier to the status of a free city. We know this ancient Moorish metropolis as Tangier. In Caesar's time, it was a rich and cultured metropolis, an important stop on Arab trade routes from the Far East. The gate of the city, which led to the produce-packed stalls of the marketplace, gave local citizens access to a selection of the most exotic wares in the world. Spices from Ceylon, steel from Damascus, and at some point during Tangier's long history, nobody quite knows when, the squatting marketplace Moors added to their display a strange but delicious new fruit, delivered to the West African port by Arab caravans from the Malay archipelago half a world away. Within a short time after the fruit from the East was first put on sale in the marketplace, it was not only being served on West African tables, but also being cultivated in thick West African groves. When Caesar's foreign-based GIs visited the Tangier marketplace, this same cycle started all over again. They came, they saw, they tasted, and conquered by the experience, started their own flourishing fruit groves back home in Italy. Tucked into the toe of a Christmas stocking or adding color to the fruit centerpiece of a Thanksgiving table, we're apt to think of the fruit now as being all American. But when we add it to our shopping lists, we still refer to it as if we were ordering not from a neighborhood grocery store, but from the honey-scented stalls of a crowded North African marketplace. Maybe you know now the word which all this is leading up to. I'll type it out for you right now on my Underwood typewriter, the only typewriter with the golden touch. The word is tangerine, meaning literally a native of Tangier. This red-tinged member of the orange family, distinguished by its easily detached rind, actually originated somewhere in tropical Asia. We know it as a tangerine because 2,000 years ago, a group of African-based Roman soldiers went shopping in a Moorish market for souvenirs for the folks back home. On tomorrow's edition of Word Detective, we're off to the races, in search of not just one word history, but a whole bundle of them. Now don't go away. I'll be back in a moment.
Well, thank you, Basil. You've been listening to WORD from Imaginary Stations. Until our next broadcast, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free, keep your radio free. And here are some last words from the real Tuesday Weld.